There can be two big obstacles to cooking, especially if you want to make a big multi-course meal for friends or family. One, it can be kind of intimidating trying to get a variety of dishes ready all at the same time. And two, what do you do with the leftovers? On this week's edition of Food Friday, our guest tackles both of those problems in a new cookbook. Julia Tertian is a cookbook author and recipe developer. Her new book is Now and Again, Go-To Recipes, Inspired Menus, and Endless Ideas for Reinventing Leftovers. Julia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we've got this kind of two-pronged approach here that I love in the book. One is you pull together these menus, multi-part menus for when we want to have that sort of occasion dinner. Talk us through your approach here so it doesn't seem so scary.
Sure. Yeah, the menus are, you know, they range from, you know, a weeknight dinner just for two at home to big holiday meals. And my purpose in presenting the book through menus is really to tell stories. You know, menus tell whole stories of meals, and they're how I've, you know, remembered my favorite times with family and friends. And the whole point of cooking at home to me is to gather people together, to bring people together, to build community, to sustain community. So it just seemed right to share all my favorite recipes in the form of menus.
Well, and on a practical level, and maybe I'm speaking more for myself than anybody else, what intimidates me is if I'm trying to make four different things, I'm worried that one will be late, one I'll have made on time, but it's cooling off and it's not good anymore. You've got a real time frame on how we pull together things where you allow us to maybe start planning even a month in advance.
Yeah. So, yeah, the sort of like emotional kind of temperature of the book is about gathering and everything, but it's also an incredibly practical book. So all the menus keep the kind of logistics in mind. And, you know, I'm a home cook who writes for other home cooks, so I think about all the same things everyone else does. You know, I don't want to be in the kitchen forever. I don't want to dirty all the dishes I own. I don't want to have to run out to the grocery store for an extra ingredient, you know, and so on. So every single menu is presented with a timetable. So if you want to start ahead, even if you want to start on some of them, as you said, a month ahead and put something in the freezer, you know, I give you all the information to break it down so that you can just be really calm in the kitchen, really excited to be there, feel really just relaxed and, yeah, not intimidated, not stressed out, just happy to be there and happy to, you know, have someone over.
We'll dig into some of the details of the recipes, but we've got the emotion and the gathering, we've got the practical side of preparing it, and then we've got leftovers, and then for each of these meals, you take pretty much every component and say, here's what you do with them for leftovers. Why was that an important part of the process for you?
So that's actually where the book started. I was going to write a book that was just about reinventing leftovers because I love to do that. I think it's really fun. And it's also, again, really practical. I eat all of my meals at home. My wife and I live in a very rural area, so we don't really go out to restaurants or anything. So I'm always making more than we can eat just so there's something cooked in the fridge and ready to go. But I don't like eating the same thing every day, so I always turn it into something new. And I was having so much fun doing that. So I thought that would be a great book. And then I felt like it wasn't giving the reader enough. You know, it's telling you the kind of after, but not also the before. So that's how the book sort of evolved and where the leftover ideas came from. And, yeah, they're really fun. It's all about kind of transformation. And, you know, I'm so thrilled to serve something to someone and, you know, if they were over the night before and have them have no idea that it's the same thing.
And the thing, here's one that kind of blew my mind. People who know me know I hate to let food go to waste. I've eaten way too much food to avoid throwing it away. I try these things for leftovers. The one food I will consistently throw away is scrambled eggs. Because what are you going to do with leftover scrambled eggs? And in your first menu, it's for a Bangladeshi breakfast. The meal, it includes scrambled eggs with cilantro. And then you have an idea of what to do with leftover scrambled eggs. Can you talk about that?
Sure, yeah. I think it's something a lot of people tend to have like a few, you know, left over in the skillet, that kind of thing, especially if you're cooking for your family and everyone throws them away. And, you know, some people feed them to their dogs. But otherwise, I had never seen anyone do anything with them. And I, you know, I was faced with a pan of scrambled eggs that was just too much to eat. And I thought, you know, these are cooked eggs. What else do I do with leftover cooked eggs? I always make egg salad. So I just bind the cooked eggs together with a little bit of mayonnaise. And the one I suggested in the book, the menu has this really delicious cilantro and coconut chutney that you can serve with the eggs. So if you have leftover of that, you can add it to the egg salad. A little bit of curry powder is delicious. So it's one with a little bit extra kind of flavor and dimension. But it could be as simple as, you know, scrambled eggs, mayonnaise, salt and pepper, call it a day.
We're talking about the new cookbook Now and Again, go-to recipes, inspired menus, and endless ideas for reinventing leftovers. Julia Tershin is the author, and she's with us right now. I want to dig into one of the menus. We've got a couple of the components that you shared at WPR.org/Food Friday. We're a few days late, but it's still a great meal, your Rosh Hashanah dinner. Can you tell us about that menu?
Sure, yeah. So it's Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, and in my family, as in many families, you make things that are quite sweet. You use a lot of honey, you know, things that lean towards sweetness, and the idea is to kind of ring in a sweet New Year. You know, there's all different New Year's traditions around the globe. So yeah, that's what we do. So I did a menu inspired by kind of meals I grew up eating. I have a big family, so I love, you know, making a meal that's easy to make for a lot of people, and it doesn't cost too much money, and keeping that idea of kind of fall ingredients and sweet ingredients in mind. The menu is delicious. I do something called Celebration Chicken, which is a recipe, if any of your listeners remember the Chicken Marbella recipe from the Silver Palette Cookbook that was, I feel like it was on every dinner table for decades. My Celebration Chicken is inspired by that. It's with sweet potatoes and dates. Again, really sweet and delicious. And you get kind of a side dish and a main dish in one. You mix everything in the roasting pan, all those ingredients with a bit of garlic and vinegar and oil. You don't even need to mix anything in a bowl. You just stick it in the oven. It's delicious. And since your oven is on, I did a baked saffron rice. And what I love about that is because it cooks in the oven, it cooks evenly. And I'm always burning rice on the bottom, or, you know, the middle of my pot isn't cooked, but the outside is overcooked. I always bump into these problems. So doing it in the oven makes it really nice and, you know, just even. And then the other final dish for the, you know, the main course is a beet salad that's super simple, cooked beets with a really lovely poppy seed dressing. So it's a nice menu. It's easy to make. It's really fun to eat. And for dessert, is an applesauce cake with a cream cheese and honey frosting. And, you know, I mentioned honey, and a really traditional thing for the Jewish New Year is to eat apples dipped in honey, which, you know, whatever your background, is a delicious snack. And so this cake is inspired by that really traditional combination. It's the easiest cake in the world. You just mix everything in one bowl. You don't have to cream sugar and butter, anything like that. You store-bought applesauce. The frosting is just cream cheese and honey whipped together. It could not be easier, but it's delicious. It's beautiful. It's one of my favorite things to make.
We've got two of those recipes, the Celebration Chicken with sweet potatoes and dates and that applesauce cake with cream cheese and honey frosting. Those are both online at WPR.org/Food Friday. Okay, now we've got leftovers of that stuff. You've got, with that saffron rice, you want us to stuff peppers there.
Yeah, I love stuffed peppers. It was something I ate growing up, and I don't see them very often, so I wanted to bring them back. So the idea there is just to mix leftover cooked rice. It could be any, you know, rice you have. It doesn't even have to be that recipe. And just mix it with some cheese. I really love rice mixed with feta cheese. But, you know, use whatever you've got and put it into bell peppers that you've cut in half and kind of scoop them out to make almost, you know, like a little boat. And stick them in the oven. You could put a little water or chicken stock in the pan just to soften the peppers a bit, kind of makes its own sauce. And it's a wonderful dish, totally vegetarian. Eat those with like a salad. It's a great little dinner.
Do you come into cooking sometimes saying, I'm going to make a little extra of ingredient X, knowing that tomorrow I'm going to use some of the leftovers to make a completely different meal?
That's such a good question. You know, at this point I do, because I love it so much. I love, you know, turning things into something else, and certain things I think are so well suited for that. So, you know, if I'm ever making like chicken soup, I will always make extra broth because, you know, that can turn into anything. So, yeah, I definitely do that.
I'm the reverse. I'll make extra something like pulled chicken or something, knowing I'm going to make soup with it the next day, because soup is the ultimate leftover finisher for
great.
Me.
For sure.
We're talking to Julia Tershin. Her new book is Now and Again, go-to recipes, inspired menus, and endless ideas for reinventing leftovers. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about the best way to reuse leftovers and a plan to use them? Or do you have a favorite way, a tactic, a method to reuse a particular kind of leftovers? Do you like the leftovers better than the original meal in the first place? Do you have stories about your family and traditions of those leftover foods? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I remember cold meatloaf sandwiches the next day after meatloaf as a kid. We loved it. 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find a couple of Julia's recipes, by the way, at WPR.org/Food Friday. We'll pick up a conversation coming up on Central Time. Right now, we continue our conversation about meal planning and the creative use of leftovers on this week's installment of Food Friday. Julia Tertian is a cookbook author and recipe developer. Her new book is Now and Again, Go-To Recipes, Inspired Menus, and Endless Ideas for Reinventing Leftovers. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a set menu you like to make for particular gatherings of friends? Do you have leftover favorites? Maybe you look forward to them more than the original meal, or do you have questions? You always end up with leftover blank. What do I do with them? Julia might have some suggestions. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find some recipes there or at WPR.org/Food Friday. You have, Julia, in your book, some 7 things to do with a whole bunch of different things. These are useful lists. One I loved was with not-so-new produce. Can you give us a couple suggestions from that list?
Sure, yeah. That's at the back of the book. I think of it as like the bonus content. It's sort of 7 lists. Each has 7 ideas. And, so it's like almost 50 ideas for just really useful things in the kitchen. So the not-so-new produce, I think that's something we all encounter. And one of the ideas is I always have just extra celery. I don't know why, but I always have a ton of it. So a really...
Well, it's big. Like, you buy a lot of celery.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly
buy a bit of celery. Yeah.
Exactly. So a celery and Parmesan salad. You just slice them both really thinly and dress it with olive oil and lemon juice. It feels kind of like fancy, but it's, you know, it's made with just all that leftover celery that's kicking around. And another idea is to make a salsa verde, which is kind of like a loose pesto with your herb stems. So, you know, so often in recipes you see things like parsley and cilantro just, you know, calling for the leaves, and we don't think about the stems, and they have so much flavor, and if you chop them up really finely, you know, they're not tough to eat or anything, and they're delicious, and, you know, so you mix those with some garlic oil, a little bit of mustard, and vinegar, and it's wonderful. It's great on roast chicken or, you know, grilled pork chops, anything. It's really, really good.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Mark is with us in Oneida County. Mark, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, when I was a kid, my mother and father would make a big meal on Sunday, and we would convert all of those meals into something else for the rest of the week. Now that I am a 60-plus-year-old fart, I now only take 2 meals. You know, I cook supper, and after supper is what I eat for the next day's lunch.
Mark, thanks a lot for calling and sharing that. And that's on the practical side there, too, Julia, that idea of we're going to do the big extravaganza on Sunday and then use the components of that for quick meals throughout the week. Can you talk about that that strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of what Mark talked about, and I think, you know, if you invest a little time up front, you end up saving so much time. So if Sunday is a day when you have a bit of extra time, you know, make an extra roast chicken, make, you know, a big pot of rice, or cook a, you know, roast a tray of vegetables. You know, keep these things in your fridge and you can keep repurposing them, turn them into new meals, but you've already done the hard work. And it just, I think, you know, if taking that little bit of time up front, and then you can really serve yourself and your family the rest of the week, and you can just, you know, keep calm and make great meals. And it's a much more relaxed way to be in the kitchen.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Julia, I'll often have a game night at my house, and a lot of times, I'll be honest, the food ends up being delivery or maybe just some easy snacks on the counter. You have a card night tradition you talk about in your book. Can you tell us about that and the food you developed to go with it?
Sure, I'd love to talk about that because, yeah, it's a tradition I have with three of my best friends. We had started, the four of us, going out to restaurants together. We all lived in New York City at the same time, and that very quickly became really expensive, and we also couldn't spend as much time together as we wanted to because we were already, you know, always kind of hurried out once the check came. So we started cooking for each other, and to make those nights just kind of last a little bit longer and, you know, give us something to kind of do while we caught up, we started playing cards, and so we refer to our nights together as card nights. So that was sort of the story behind the menu. And, yeah, the recipes in that menu are some of my favorite. The appetizer is just a skillet of shrimp that are cooked really quickly and easily with some garlic and then finished with actually a splash of tequila and some fresh lime and a bit of fresh cilantro. And it's almost like I would call it almost like a Mexican version of shrimp scampi. So instead of, you know, lemon, it's some lime. Instead of parsley, some cilantro. Yeah, but they're so easy. They feel kind of festive and special to, you know, have a big skillet of shrimp, but they, you know, take 5 minutes and it's delicious. And then the main course for that menu are these roasted tomato and chicken enchiladas. And what I love about making those is that you have to make them ahead. So it makes it really easy when you have friends over, whether, you know, you're playing a game of cards or, you know, just anything to spend time together. You know, you're already done, and you just stick that in the oven to either finish cooking or warm up, you know, once you play your first round, whatever it might be, and then you can pull it out, and it's all done, and it's a really comforting dish. Yeah, and we all really enjoy it, so that's a really nice one. And I did a salad to go along with that just to add a little something, you know, kind of healthy to the plate, and it's a kale salad with a toasted pumpkin seed dressing, and you puree those with some more lime juice and cilantro, those same ingredients you're using. Again, I don't want you to have to buy a million things at the grocery store to make one menu. You can use the same things for different recipes. It makes this really creamy, rich dressing, and, you know, you can do it on any kind of green, you know, romaine or... It just iceberg even would be delicious with that dressing. I chose the kale, just, you know, it's a little bit healthier, and it can also hold that dressing and sit for a while. It doesn't wilt or anything like that, so you can make the whole salad earlier in the afternoon and just pull it out for dinner, and you're good to go. And for dessert, since it feels to me a special occasion when I get together with these friends, it's my favorite toasted coconut cake, and it's so, so delicious. I love that cake.
Sounds fantastic. Becky from Watertown called in and wanted to know more about that saffron rice you talked about earlier. You use the leftovers to stuff peppers. You mentioned that you bake the rice. I do rice on the stovetop generally. How do we bake rice?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. So the rice, I start with a little bit of fat in the pan, and you could do olive oil or butter, a combination, whatever you want, whatever you have on hand, and cook a diced onion, and then I add the rice to the pan, and I do it with a little bit of saffron, but it's equally good without if you don't want that. And you add a little bit of liquid, stock, water, again, whatever you have. It's a really, really flexible recipe. So you start it on the stove just to get that onion going, and I add a little bit of garlic too. But then once you add the rice and the, you know, the boiling water or the stock, whatever liquid you're using, you just put the lid on there and stick it in an oven. I do it at 425 degrees, and I do that because that's what I roast the chicken at for the same menu, so, you know, they can be in the oven together. And, it just sits in the oven for about, you know, 25 minutes for white rice. It would be a little bit longer for brown rice, again, with the lid on. And then, you just pull the pot out of the oven, give the rice a little stir, you know, with a fork just to fluff it up, and it's good to go. And it just, the oven just keeps the temperature so even, you know, around the whole pot. So it's not just hot on the bottom the way it is on the stove. It's getting heat evenly from every side, and the rice just cooks perfectly. And you don't have to worry about, you know, a burned bottom or, you know, an underdone middle or anything like that.
And Julia, one of my favorite notes in the book, almost every dish you have, you give leftover recommendations for how to change it, except you have a note, you've got a baked pasta, and you say, don't change that. Why not?
I think cold pasta out of the fridge is delicious. especially baked pastas, like that one is a really, really simple and good. It's like a short pasta like penne or rigatoni, whatever you'd like, with like a really easy kind of turkey meat sauce and some cheese. So baked pasta like that or lasagna, to me, some of that cold out of the fridge is like a perfect food. I don't think you need to mess with that.
Right. I mean, when I've made lasagna, it's always better. I usually would reheat it, but it's always better somehow on day two than it is fresh out of the oven the first time.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And, you know, I think a lot of foods that you enjoy as leftovers, you know, think about Thanksgiving and how much we all look forward to eating that, you know, that same meal for the next few days. I always try to keep that in mind when I'm preparing food in the first place, just remembering how good certain foods taste just as they are when they're left over, because that means you can make it ahead. So if you want to make something today and serve it tomorrow, because, you know, that will make your day a little bit easier, by all means, you know, not everything has to be made last minute.
All right, just 30 seconds left or so. Give us a quick pep talk on planning a fun multi-stage meal for friends or family.
Sure. My pep talk would be that you don't have to do everything. You don't have to be a hero by any means. You don't have to make everything from scratch. You know, don't be afraid to delegate. Don't be afraid to pick up part of your meal from the store. You know, having people over and making them something or just serving them food, even if you didn't cook it yourself, it's such an act of love to bring people together. So just, you know, relax and just enjoy it. Enjoy the people you're with. And, yeah, don't stress about it.
That's a great place to leave it. Julia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Julia Tershin is a cookbook author and recipe developer. Her latest book, we've been talking about it, it's called Now and Again, Go-To Recipes, Inspired Menus, and Endless Ideas for Reinventing Leftovers. She joined us on Food Friday to talk about the best ways to reuse those components of meals and make the case for cooking, having a good, fun meal, getting people together, multi-step meals. But are still easy too. Recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday.